Is Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to start again at the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Learn today's Daf for Zecha Mishmas.
Bela.
Bas Moshe Yaakov Halevi. Someone should have an Aliyah. Okay. So I think we did the Mishnah yesterday, but we're going to go do it again because I want to. Okay. So talking about Takanos that Hillel Takanah Hillel made by Rishona. Originally, we talk about Batei Rechoma. Again, the idea of what Batei Rechoma is: if you sell a house in a walled city, there's a buyback. How that buyback works is a major machlokas. There's a buyback option on the seller that he can buy back his house within a year. Once that year passes, it's done. Right, he's gone. Let's Mitzus. The pasuk says doesn't go back to him in Yovel. That's the end. Right, it's machlok Rishona as to whether or not it's a full sale for the year, just with the right to buy back. So the kinyan takes place at point one. Or it's the kinyan only takes place after 12 or 13 months, depending on, you know, on the leap year or not. And during that whole time frame, it's really just like the purchaser just has a leasehold, and he only actually purchases it at the end. And my focus so it's nasiva. So very shown up.
That's Or Chaim's
yahrzeit today. Oh, very nice. All right, varishona Or Chaim Kadosh.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Varishona originally, right? Originally. Haya nitman biyom shneimasar chodesh, that the purchaser would hide on the last day of the year. Everyone, you know, everyone waits for the last minute. You know, thank God for the last minute. Not for the last minute, nothing would ever get done. What? The buyer would set would hide. The buyer would hide, and the seller would be able to find him. Nitman yom shneimasar chodesh kedei sheyeh cholut lo. So the house would belong to him. So hiskin hillel hillel mei takana sheyeh cholish ma'osa of the lishka, that the seller could toss his money into a lishka. Rashi says it's a lishka in the Azara. Other Rishonim say it's each, because that seems strange, that let's say you sell it, your Mishnah later on mentioned that they're about to rechoma up north. You have to come down. The whole point is to prevent it from being sold forever. You have to come down to Yerushalayim, to the lishkos in the local Beis Din. All right, the lishka, the yeshover is a delis, and then you can go to break the door down to the house, the nichnas, and go in, the emar shayir tzahalaz, yavol vitel mosav. And the buyer, I guess he's going to get stuck, he can go collect his money when he goes to collect his money. This happens to be the set-off point for a sugya called ones besof hazman. Someone's ones at the very end of a time period. Rama brings down in Yor Dei and Reish Lamed Beis, says, Misha, right, Misha Nishba O Nodar Lasos Dover Batok Shana O Biyom Ploni Yishla Lasos Sumiyad. Someone who makes an edder to get stuck or to do something, you should do it right away. Don't procrastinate. Right, O Bishachris Kishiki Oso, or early in the morning when the day comes. Shema Yishka Chacharkaf Lo Yasen. Maybe he's going to forget afterwards. He's not going to do it. The Yavar Al Nidro will violate his neder. Bishulaso Biyom Lo Yaso Miyad. Ki Amar. If he says doesn't do it right away, Ki Amar, because he says I die in Yishli Pinai. I have time to do it. Lasoso Bishachach, and he forgot. O Nena Zacharkach. And then he forgets at the end. So he procrastinates and delays and forgets at the end. So then he gets onus at the last moment. What happens? Yesh omrim ikre onus. There are those that say that this is an onus. It's because he waited, but still, it was yet in the time frame. So the Muki Yosef, he says it's an onus besof hazman. The yesh omrim, and there's a sefer aguda, right? Not the aguda, right? The rishon. Okay. Right, the Rishon, the Aguda, he holds that ones besof hazman is not considered ones. If you mess up and you delay, and his proof is from here, his proof is on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Hillel had made the takana that you can break, you can throw the money in and break down the door. The Aguda asks, well, wait a second, if you get to the last day and you can't find the guy, aren't you ones? Aren't you nenas? It's an ones at the very end, you should be ones. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention that, the Aguda holds, then you see that ones besof hazman is not considered ones. A lot of marakomos on that. There's a Ktos, there's a Ruchayim, but the Maisei comes into effect, the Shulchan brings down when it comes to Tashlumi, when it comes to Tila. I have time for Mincha. And then comes the last moment before Mincha, and you have a conference call, and you can't have a Mincha. So you ones besof hazmano. So it's machlokas, whether or not you can do tashlumim after that. Is that considered ones or not? Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, Mitakana social hillel. Oh, okay. Hold on a minute. Let's do a little more. Mitakana social hillel. From the takana of hillel, we can make the following inference. Because hillel seems to indicate that you can't give money to somebody bal korcho. So, hareze gitech amenas. Because if you were able to give bal korcho, you wouldn't need this takana. Right, hareze gitech almanasha titni limasayim zuz. Man says to his wife, this is your get, on condition that you give me $200. Not so far-fetched. Right, v'nasna and she gives him the 200 zuz. Minasnalo, midaito, if he accepts them willingly, migureshes, she is migureshes. Balkarcho, if he doesn't accept him willingly, meaning he has a change of heart, says, no, I refuse to accept him, ain't a migureshes. She's not considered divorce. Right? So, midi itzrich hilul takune nesina balkarcho, from the fact that hilul needed to make the takana, that a giving against the will, in this case, it's against the will of the, I skipped something? No? Alright? That means regularly, and normally it's not. Here he had to make that takana. Typically, it doesn't. It's not a good. So Gemara says, wait a second. Who says that's the reason why Hillel made the takana? Maybe nesina bal karcha really works. The problem you have over here is that he's not here. Maybe the issue that Hillel had is making nesina when it's shalom b'fanav. That's what Maskifla Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, the itema and the Girsa changes it. The Itim Rav Shimi Barashi, Itim Rav Shimi Barashi. The Dilma maybe ki itzrich lehilo takune. Maybe when hilo made takana is shalom b'fanav. Is that on the sina not in front of the person counts? Because how's he going to know? He's not there, right? Like shalom b'fanav. But even without hilo, if you make the sina in his presence, bein midato bein bal korcho havei matana. Even if he's against his will, it would be still good. Who said that? That's the reason why hilo made the takana. Hilo's takana could very well be due to the fact that the guy's not here. So then the Gemara says, okay, Ikad Amri. Now we're going to, Ikad Amri is the same Shaka Matari we just had, it's completely the opposite way. Ikad Amri, right, to those who learn as follows, Amar Rabba says, Mi Takana So, of Shal Hillel, we can learn out, we can infer from the Takana of Hillel, Harezek Ite Chamanasha Titni Li Masayim Zuz, this is your get, on condition that you give me 200 Zuz, Vinas Nalo, and the woman gives him the money, Bein Midaito, Bein Bal Korcho, whether he accepts it willingly or doesn't accept it, Havei Nesina, it's still considered Nesina, because, Ki Itzrich Hillel Sakune, because what Hillel, the Takana that Hillel made, is so that it could be a Nesina Shalom Befanav, about Befanav, but if he was here, if the guy was here, then Bein Midaito, Bein Bal Korcho, Havei Nesina. It would be Nesina. So Gemara says, oh, wait a second. Masle Rav Papa, Bitemi Rav Simi Barashi, Vidilma, maybe, Bein Befanov, Bein Shalom Befanov, Midaito, Win Bakar Chalo. It doesn't make a difference if the issue is not in front of him or not in front of him. The issue is Bakar Chalo, right? Vihilel, the man, the Itzrich Latikin, and Hillel made the Takana for what he needed. What you needed there was to give it to people because they were hiding, and it wasn't Befanov. So again, it's a shock of a tire boat. It's basically the inference that Rav is trying to make. You can't make, because you can just flip it either side. Now, a couple interesting tosis in. Number one, tosis in Amud Aleph, tosis says that Hiskin Hillel. That Hillel made this takana about that you can throw the money into a lishka, Machlokes Rashi and Levishonim, where the lishka is, and then break down the door and go in. Right? So he says, Hacha Mashma, here it's Mashma, tosis says, to be made Hillel, during the times of Hillel, Shahayi Bavayashani, that he was during the times of Bayashani, we know that, because I mean, Parakam Shabbos, that it says in the first parak of Shabbos that Hillel v'Shimon Gamliel v'Shimon Nogu Nisiosam b'fnei habayis. They all had their nisios before the bayis was destroyed. Mei Hashana, and we see from here how you know Hagin Yovel that Yovel was all the halachas of Yovel were noeg. Kevon the Bate Erechoma hayu noeg. Must be that Bate Erechoma was noeg. So Hillel had to make this takana, and you see that they were doing Yovel. Dinim of Yovel, 100 years before the destruction, at least 100 years before the destruction of the base of Middash. He the Amar Pirkin to El, the Ein Bat Yechoma Elibus Manchi Yovel Noeg, the Kashal of Perish Rashi. And this is difficult according to the Perish of Rashi, the Perka Shaleach, who says in Gittin, the Tanan over there talks about another Tekan of Hillel. Talks about the Tekan of Hillel of Prozbol, right? The Tanan there, Hillel Tekan Prozbol, that you can go collect, that's even though the Shemitah passed. Well, Parath B'Gemara Allah, and the Gemara there asks, Mika Midi, is it possible that Hillel Del Raisa Meshamet, that Midi Raisa, the loan is gone, but Hiskin Hillel Del Tishamet, and Hillel can override the Del Raisa and say the loan still exists, right? Umeshanein, that we answered over there, Beshvish Bismanazet. One of the answers over there is that it's talking about Shmita Bismanazet, which is the Rabbanan. Uperish Rashi, and Rashi says, but Hillel can rebisvirle the Amrla Shvish slash Matas Malva Bismanazet, the Rabbanan. He says that Shmita Ksafim is only the Rabbanan. Even though Hillel is during the second Beis HaMikdash, Sfir Leid with Vayisheni, Hovel, Yovel Noeg, Lo Hayo Noeg, Shemitah Midaraisa. Answer over there is that Hillel says he can do it because since there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah Midaraisa. Well, if there's no Yovel, according to Rashi, by Hillel's man, why is Hillel making this takana by Batei Rechoma? Why do you need? But there shouldn't. If there's no Yovel, there's no halacha Batei Rechoma going on, right?
How could there have been Yovel? Because there was still many of the.
We'll get to it eventually. Yovel, you need Rov Toshvei Aleha. You need a lot, not just a few. That's going to be the end of today's daf and the beginning of tomorrow's daf.
Batei Rechoma has nothing to do with Yovel.
Sure it does.
But
the halacha Batei Rechoma, right? Toso says the halacha Batei Rechoma, right? It's going to be. We just learned that 2 days ago that Ein Batei Rechoma Ela Bezman Shel Yovel Noeg. That halacha Batei Rechoma only exists during the times of Yovel. That was on Tuesday's daf. Well, let's go back to Tuesday's daf. I will find it, but okay.
Why?
Maybe the Psukim talk about it. The Psukim talks about the Yovel is connected. It's all in that whole parsha about Yovel. All those halachas of land going back and everything like that only takes place when Yovel is existing. So this is a question on Rashi. Rashi seems there to indicate that Hillel that according to Rashi there was no Yovel d'oraisa. That's an interesting question. I'll leave you at that. It's a question. Ravina Tam holds that the Shemitah during the times of the second base ministers was the Raisa. So then his problem is more on the prosable side. How can Hillel make the Takana? So there's another answer in the Gemara over there that, you know, has Hefker base and Hefker. You have to come to other answers to answer how prosable works.
How can you make a Heteriska?
Right, so you figure it out. Well, a Heteriska is not is by definition not a situation where Ribbis applies. That's not uprooting. That's not uprooting. It's sidestepping. It's a difference. It is. It's just a difference. You make a situation in that the rules do not apply to that situation. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. Okay. Kol shehu. So these are now situations of what is considered a bias in the irchoma and what is not. So kol shehu lifnim min achoma. Anything that is within the walls of the city, kol shehu lifnim min achoma, harehu kebatei rechoma. Those are considered a bias in the irchoma. Chutz min asados, except for the fields that are inside. The fields that are inside are not judged as a bias arechoma. They're judged like regular fields, and then you can sell them, but you can only redeem them after 2 years, and all the other rules apply to the fields. Rav Meir says no, af hasados, even the fields within the batei rechoma. I don't know how that works with like the property. You sell a house and you have a backyard. So the house has a din of batei rechoma, but the property doesn't. So you, after a year, you can't redeem the house, but you can buy back the property. So, okay? So, bayis habonoi bechoma. You have a house that's built within the walls, right? I guess it's in the walls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, eino kebatei rechoma. That's not considered a bayis in the arechoma, because I guess the house...
It's built into the walls.
Right, it's built into the walls. So it's not within a walled city. It's within the wall. That wall's a city, but it's not within the walled city. And Rav Shimon Omer, Kotel Chitzon Hichomaso. No, the outside wall of the house is considered the wall itself. Because if the house is built within the walls of the old of the city, so Rav Yehuda's going to hold that the outside wall is not within a wall, because the wall is the wall of the house. Right? And Rav Shimon says, no, that outside wall still constitutes the wall of the city, and therefore it is considered a Batei Orichoma. So now the Gemara is going to bring the reasons between this Machlokas Tanakama and Rav Meir about the fields in the walled city. Tan Rabbanan. So I learned in a Braisa. So the Braisa is going to quote parts of the Pasuk, but the Pasuk is talking about the halach of selling a house in the Irchoma. The Pasuk says, "Im lo yigael, if you don't redeem it, am lo shana tmima, after a full year, v'kam habayis asher ba'ir, so the bayis, the house that's in the city, ashalachom, that's misus makonoso, will come forever, perpetuity, to the purchaser." So focusing on the word bayis. It says, bayis, ein li ela bayis. I only have a house that has this buyback option. Minayin larabos batei badim, it's like the olive presses, ubatei merchotzos, and the bathhouses, umigdalos, these towers, v'shovachim, which are the dovecotes, and the boros, sichrim oros, different cisterns and water collections places, that they also have the din of batei rechoma, and therefore they can be redeemed immediately, should you want to, and you only have a year to do so. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, bayis asher ba'ir. It says, asher, that which was in the city. So anything that's in the city. So yochol shanimar be'apsados. So maybe I should also include fields. So talmud lomar bayis. It says, no, it says bayis. So bayis means it has to be a structure. So any bayis means a structure. Shebra Ir means any type of structure within the city comes to exclude fields which are not structures, and they're of Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So Vatei Arachoma applies to all structures in the city, not to fields. Rav Meir says, Drush is bias. Again, it says bias. Ain Le'ela bias. They only have a house. Minayin the Rabbis, Batei Badim, Yala Presses, Batei Merchatzos, the bathhouses, Migdalos, and the towers, Veshobachim, Uboros, Usuchinu Ma'oros, Ba'afilu Sados. And even, he adds fields, and even fields, Tamaloma are Asher Ba'ir, everything that's in the city. Okay, so according to the mayor, Asher Ba'ir now just included everything. So then what's the limitation of bias? The Ella Huxiv bias, doesn't it say bias? So Amar Chiz, because it says Amar Katina, no, you made a mistake. Rav Meir doesn't include fields like the grassy knoll. It doesn't include the grassy, you know, the plains. Amar Chiz, what does he include when he says fields? Amar Chiz, Amar Katina, Chulsis, Umetzula Ikubinayu. The machlokus is not about fields. The machlokus is about chulsis, which machlokus, we showed him how to translate it. Rashi here seems to indicate that chulsis is a pile of stones, and metzula, he says, is a pile of sand, like a sand dune. That's ikubinayu. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, ikubinayu. The sado, it's like the fourth short line. The sado's mamish loka amarav meyer. Remain doesn't mean real fields. It says bias, which means structures. Elachutzis u'metzula kamarabi. He's including elachutzis and metzula. The dumu no bias. Those are similar to a house. How are they similar to a house? The la b'nei zriyaninu. Those are places where you could plant. So when he says bias means to indicate any place in the erchoma that you can't plant. You can't plant on a house. You can't plant in a house, in a pot, but you can't plant on the house. You can't plant on the sand dune. These are places you can't plant. And these things are suitable for house building. Chulsis sounds like it's like a quarry. Chulsis is where you can take the stones. And that's where you get the sand, which I guess you make the cement or something out of it. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kisados Damo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, these aren't structures, so therefore they're similar to the fields, and therefore they're excluded. But nobody's gonna hold an actual, you know, plant, you know, field, you know, wheat field is gonna be considered part of the Vatei Arachoma. V'hatanya, we have a Braisa, V'tanya Rashi points out this Benichusa. Sometimes V'tanya is a question, sometimes V'tanya is a proof. Here it's Benichusa. V'hatanya, we have a Braisa that says, Chusis Umetzola, so you have these quarries and these sand areas, Rav Meir Omer Kibatim, they are similar to structures in that they're not plantable. You can't plant anything there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kasados. Rabbi Yehuda says they are like fields because there are no structures on them. So that's the machlokas. So the machlokas only comes about with these quarries and these sand dunes. The Mishnah then said, Bayis Habanoi Bechoma, a house that's built within the walls. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Enoka Batei Rechoma. It doesn't have the lach of Batei Rechoma. Amr and Rav Shimon says it does. So Amr Rav Yochanan Ushnei Mikra Echad Darsho. They both learn it out from the same pasuk. They're learning out from the story of the Meraglim that Yeshua sent, that they went to the base of Rachav, and the house, and the pasuk there says that Vatori Dame B'Chavel Ba'ara Chalon. She was able to have them escape the city because they repelled with a rope out of their window out of her window outside the city. Must mean that her house was in the wall, and that's why her window was outside the city. Right, pasuk says, "Vatoridim b'chevel ba'arach alone ki beisa b'kir hachoma uvachoma he yosheves." Her house is in the wall, and she lives within the wall. So it says, "Beisa b'kir hachoma." So Rav Shimon savar kipshate dekra. Rav Shimon, who holds that a house in the wall is considered a b'atei hachoma, he says, "Pashas like pasuk." Look towards the pasuk. Pasuk Rashi says, the chazinan, the base of betocha choma, her house was built in the wall. The ka'amar, the pasuk says, b'choma hi yosheves, klomar be'ir choma hi yosheves. She's living within the city. And then Rabbi Yehuda Sarva, no, b'choma hi yosheves v'lo be'ir choma. I think that's the pasuk. She's living in the wall. She's not living in the city with the wall. They learned it out from the same pasuk. Next Mishnah. So ir shegago seha choma sa. A city that's built, I guess, where all the houses are so, you know, it's like Canarsie, all the houses are so close and attached to each other that the roofs of the house sort of make a wall. So they didn't build a separate wall, but the way the city is structured, that roofs are like a wall. So Gagosel Chomosah, and Ir She'enu Mukafes Choma Mimo Shoshua Ben Nun, or a city, a walled city, but that wall doesn't exist from the times of Yoshua ben Nun, Eina kebuvatei harichoma, does not have the din of a batei harichoma. The Eilu ain batei harichoma. Now the Mishnah gives a list of what is considered a batei harichoma. What is considered a batei harichoma? How large does the city have to be? It has to shalosh chatseros, shal shnei vatim. And mukevas chomi vashu yeshu ben Nun. The minimum size has to be that it has two chaseros. Each chaser has three houses opening into it, and it has to have the wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And that gives a list. Kagon, for example, Katzra hayishana shal Tzipori, the old city of Katzra near Tzipori, the Chakra shal Gush Chalav, and the city of Chakra near Gush Chalav, the Yodvas hayishana, the Gamla, first one I recognize, the Gadud, the Chadid, the Ona, the Yerushalayim, the Chen Chayotzevhen, and all similar to them, meaning ones that are walled from times of Yeshua ben Nun. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Okay, again, when it comes to it, it says by the Chum, it says Im Lo Yigael Am Loslo Hashanah. If it's not redeemed after the year, the Kama Bayis, that's Misus. So it says Kama Bay. It says Im Lo Yigael Kama Bayis Sheva Ir Asher Lo Choma. It has to have a wall. So Choma the Lo Shur Igar. And not a wall of roofs, right? That's our drasha. Saviv, it has to be encircled by the wall. Prat leTveria, that comes to exclude Tveria, sheyama chomosa, that the third side of Tveria is not encircled by a wall, it's encircled by the water. Rabbi Lezer, right? And there's a whole to-do about Tveria when it comes to Megillah, right? I think in Tveria they read it on both days. I'm not sure, right? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, it says, Asher lo choma. So he says that you read, it says there, lo choma, lamed vav aleph. That's what he says. Right, Rashi says, Asher lo choma, which, and he learns it out, lo choma, afal pishenu akshav ahay lo kodim akein. Lo means lamed vav, it has. Lo lamed aleph means it doesn't have. You combine the two, meaning it had, but now it doesn't have. So therefore, even though it doesn't have a wall now, if it had a wall at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, it's considered Batei Rechoma. That's how Rashi reads it. He says, Loksiv, Lamed Vav Aleph, Mashmalo with an Aleph, Mashmalo with a Vav. Klomer, Ein Lo Akshav. It doesn't have now. V'hai Lechoma Kodim, Havei Nami Bait Cholotba. It's still considered Batei Rechoma. Tosus points out right away, he goes, what Chumash is Rashi looking at? Because our Chumash doesn't have Lamed Vav Aleph. Right? Rashi says, the Eino Kane B'chumashim Meduyokim Ksiv Lo Ba'alef V'kari B'vav, or Vav, it doesn't have Lamed Vav Aleph. This doesn't have that. Okay, but you could darshan it that way. So I guess maybe that's why, even if it doesn't say that. Then the Mishnah had given a list, right? Elohein Batei Orichoma, and it gave the list of Katsa and Chakra, Kushcholov, Yodafa, Zgamlo, Gedud, Chadid, Ona, Yerushalayim, right? Everything like that. So Tana. And looked in a Brisa. Mark gives us, I guess, locations. Gamla Bagalil. Gamla is up north in the Galil. I thought it was more in the Golan, but Gamla is up in the Galil. V'gadud be'ever yardin. Gadud is on the other side of the river. Right? V'chadad v'onav Yushalayim b'Yehuda. And those three are in Judea. So the Mark says, Maika Amar. What's the Brisa teaching us? It's just giving us a geography lesson of telling us where these cities are. Just look on the map. What do you have to need the Braisa to tell us that? Turn to Amar Beis. Amar Abaye, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what it means to say. Ad Gam B'Galil, Ad Gadud Be'Eber Yardin, V'Chadud V'Anov Yerushalayim, B'Yehuda. So Ad Gamla means all the cities in the north up to Gamla. When Gamla is the outer border, up to Gamla, all the cities till you got to Gamla all had a wall. That's in the north. And the same thing in Gadud and Eber Yardin, all the cities on the other side of the river until you got as east as Gadud, those all had walls. But Chadid ve'Anov Yerushalayim, those are the only three cities in Yehuda that had the walls. Always a question about Hebron. What's the story with Hebron? Or did it not? Right? It's the same stuff that goes on when it comes to Purim and the Megillah, which day do you read it?
Gamla on a cliff or something?
Who?
Gamla,
I thought, was on this mountainous cliff. It was like, and they had that. It's a great exhibit. I don't know.
And they observe Purim Shushan?
Who?
And Gamla?
I don't think anyone lives there anymore. Because it's all runes, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they did at the time. Also, is it the same Gamla that we know of? Gamla, right? They have that whole exhibit that Gamla's on the cliff, and they always tell you that the rich people live on the top of the mountain and the poor people live on the lower part of the mountain.
Who is it, in the north?
Yeah, it's like right at the, I thought it was in the Golan somewhere. They discovered like tons of shuls and mikvahs everywhere. But they say all those. Rava Amar, so that's the answer. So that's what Rabbi says, they give the list.
Hebron and Tzari, everyone says
14th for sure you read it. 14th for sure you read it, and Suffolk on the 15th. Okay, Rava Amar, Rava says, Gamla B'Galil, why is he giving us the list? Because there were twin cities. There were multiple cities that had the same name. So he has to make sure that you know which of these cities is the one that reads it. He says, Gamla B'Galil, Gamla in the north, Lafuki Gamla D'Shar Arzos, to exclude other Gamlos. And Gadud B'Eber Yardin, Lafuki Gadud D'Shar Arzos. Right? But Enoch, but the other ones, the other cities that he mentioned, Lo Itzdrichle, all the other cities that have walls, you don't need to mention them, because either has the wall, doesn't have the wall, you don't need to mention them, you don't need to mention, so why does it mention Yerushalayim? So the Gemara said, the Gemara's going to get to that in a moment, but first the Gemara says, the Yerushalayim Mimichlat Ba. How are you telling me that Yerushalayim is considered, has the halachos of a Batei Arichoma, that if you sold a house in Yerushalayim, it would leave after a year? Rav Atanya, we learned in a Brisa elsewhere, Asarat Dvarim Nemer B'Yerushalayim, which made in Brisa lists 10 halachas that apply in Yerushalayim, and one of them, Ein HaBayis Cholot Ba. The idea of a house leaving the owner does not exist after a year for in Yerushalayim. It doesn't work. Rashi says, why? Ein HaBayis Cholot Ba. Rashi says, Mishum Deksiv, the Pasuk says, L'Konei Oso L'Dorosov, you collect it for your generations, because Savra Lo Nischalko Yerushalayim L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim is like this, lack of a term, well, it's a national city. It's not an international city. It's a national city. And therefore, it doesn't have these halachos of houses being sold. It belongs to everybody. And you can't, I don't know how you get a house there to begin with then, but you can't then sell it and lose it and lose it forever. I don't know how real estate then works in Yerushalayim exactly, but okay. So Amar Rabbi Yoch, so how can you say, so we just know that the halachos of Batei Rechoma don't apply to Yerushalayim, so how can there be just a list of Yerushalayim as one of the places where Batei Rechoma applies? The Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yochanan, you have to misread the Mishnah. It says, Ki Yerushalayim. It's used in Yerushalayim as an example of a city that has a wall from the times of Yeshua. It says, Ki Yerushalayim, Demokefas Chomas Miyamos Yeshua Ben Nun. Ki Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim. The Il Yerushalayim itself, ain't a bias chalakha. Then it doesn't have the halacha of Batei Rechoma. V'lohacha ha-bayis chalot behen. But in the other cities, the bayit is chalot. It just uses Yerushalayim as an example. Rav Ashi says, no. Lav Amar Rav Yosef, Trei Kadesh Havo, Hachanami Trei Yerushalayim Havo. Rav Ashi said, Yosef said, that quotes Rav Yosef, that there were two cities of Kadesh, right, that he used as a Gemara in Mefsechus Makos to answer a question. So too, there are two Yerushalayims. Never heard of the second Yerushalayim. I believe there's a, well, Yerushalayim Shalmala, but I don't know if there's a Batei Rechoma in Yerushalayim Shalmala, okay? But it's also Machlokas Midrashim about how that even works. But I believe there's a two, I don't remember from who, there's a tshuva somewhere where someone said, if someone just writes Yerushalayim in a get, well, how do we know which Yerushalayim he's talking about? Because the Gemara says there are two Yerushalayims. So maybe it's a Tzitz of Eliezer, who says that even if there were two Yerushalayims back then, we never heard of two Yerushalayims. No one ever knows of two Yerushalayims. He writes, I think it's in the 1980s or 70s, writes, we have telecommunication now. If we knew about another Yerushalayim, I mean, there are Jerusalems like Jerusalem, Ohio or something like that. If we knew another Yerushalayim, then we would know about it. Don't have to worry about it being, there is no other Yerushalayim. There is only one and only one Yerushalayim. Okay. I'm not sure. I said to Tzitzel, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I just remember hearing that tshuva from somebody. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Lama manu chachamim es elu? Why did the chachamim in our Mishnah list these that came up as the walled cities? Rabbi Shmuel says, why? Kishalu b'nei gola, when the returnees came back from Golas Babel, Matsu Elu, they found these cities, Bikitshum, and they re-sanctified these cities. Right, so Batei Rechoma has to be sanctified as, Batei Rechoma, they re-sanctified these cities, so these cities then they got it once again, the status of Batei Rechoma, Aval Rishonos, but the other cities, Batlu, the Kedusha of the Erchoma, that was Batel, was nullified. Misha Batel Kedusha Sa'aretz, when the Kedusha Sa'aretz dissipated when they left Eretz Yisrael. Kasavar, enters into the Machlokas of Kedusha Rishona, Kitchela Shaita, below Kitchela Asid Lavo. This Mandara holds that the first sanctification of Eretz Yisrael dissipated at the Golos. There was Kaddish for a moment for the moment. It dissipated, and then when they came back, They had to re-sanctify. So it's a major machlokas tanoim, machlokas amorayim, machlokas rishonim, as whether that the status of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael exists from the times of Yeshua or only from Golas Bavel. As a major, major nafkamina when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, Birchos Kohanim, all these places, if they weren't re-sanctified during the times of the second base of the Mikdash, and not all of Eretz Yisrael was taken over, you know, to the south and Gaza and other places, maybe they don't have certain kedusha. So a lot of times when you have the Haterim for Shemitah and Shumas HaMais and all those things, this is one of the sniff that goes in to help people with certain Haterim. So here we see that Rabbi Shmuel holds that, Rabbi Yossi holds that Kitcher Rishona was only Kitcher for the Shaita for that time, but not La Asid Lago. The Gemara says, Reminu, Alashu Astira, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki Eilu Bilvad Hayu. Are these the only walled cities that had that wasn't listed in the Mishnah? Halo Kfar Nemar, it already mentions when they captured Eretz Yisrael by Og Melech HaBashan, it says Shishim Ir Kol Chevel Argov Kol Eila Arim Gidulot Btzros Choma Ugvoa Tosaim Uvriach. They have all these big, at least sixty over there, right? Ella Lamu Mana Chachamis Elu. Why did they Chachamim count them? Because Olav Negola Matzu Elu Bekitchum. Because these are the ones they came back and they were sanctified. Gemara says, Kitshum, they sanctify them? Ha'arminim de lo tzarech lekatshinu. We know they don't have to. They didn't have to sanctify them. Elim and Aum. These are the only ones that they came back and they counted their names. Below Elim Ovad, and not only these. Elakol, Shatala, Lechamasoros, Beyachem, Elbasecha, Shehimu Kefes, Chomer, Yomos, Yeshua ben Nun. Anyone that you have a Masorah, that, it had the law from Tars, Yeshua ben Nun. Kol mitzvos alal nohagis b'chol. All the mitzvos are known by them. You don't need to re-sanctify them. Why? Mipnei shekedusha rishona kitzel shayta, the big kitzel lasi lavod. The original kedusha stands. So which one is it, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi? Because one bryce says a kitzel rishona low kitzel lasi lavod, and one says it is kitzel lasi lavod. Clear stira. So Ibai Seima, one answer is trei tanai aliyu de Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Rabbi Shmuel a different talmidim. One heard one way, one heard another way. Someone's probably mistaken. But the two Tanoim according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Ibai's Ema, and one might be Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Remember, we just said it's Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and maybe the other one is not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, but it is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Right?
Have we learned anywhere how a city, the kedusha of a city becomes bottled?
Just by gullus. Just by leaving the land. It dissipates. According to that, there's a Rambam, and there's a Salvation on that, but the idea being that the first Kedusha was sanctified because of Kibush, because they conquered it. Once the Kibush is gone, the Kedusha is gone. The second sanctification took place just because of sitting there. They weren't, so therefore it stays forever. Let's see Machlokas, let's see whether that's actually true or not. Okay.
But we haven't actually learned it, we're just taking it as
No, we learned another. I mean, the sugi appears multiple times in Shas. So yes.
I'm just saying, it's just taken for granted without anyone saying this is how it happens, or is it said specifically?
No, it says because one was kibush and one was yeshiva. Okay. So my time usually means the reason here. What's the source? What's the source? The manda amar kedusha rishona. I skipped something. Yeah. Okay. V'ibais emo chal minayu. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Omer. One is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, because the Bryce says Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Omer. It says a shelo choma afal pishenlo aksha v'haylo kol d'makein. Even though it doesn't have it now, but it has previously. So therefore, as long as it had the wall at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, it maintains that kedusha. Even if the wall fell down and it doesn't exist anymore, it still has the kedusha from way back when. So my time of demand omer kedusha rishona kitchlo shaita lo kitchlo asli. What's the source for the person who says the sheet that holds that it wasn't a permanent kedusha the first time? Diksiv, but the pasuk says it's a pasuk in Nechemya, Perachas Nechemya. It talks about when Bnei Yisrael came back from Golus, they celebrated Sukkos. The pashtus of the pasuk is that they celebrated Sukkos for the first time like ever, like the first time since Yeshua ben Nun. It says Vayasu, here says Kol Hakaal Hashavim and Hashavi that came back. Sukkos, they did Sukkos. VeYeshu baSukkos, and they sat in the Sukkos. It says that Kilo Asu Mimei. To be careful, the Girsa is Yeshua without the hay. It says Kilo. It makes a difference. Kilo Asu Mimei Yeshua Ben Nun came Bnei Yisrael, but he Simcha Gedola. So it seems to indicate that this first one they did Sukkos in times of Yeshua. The Gemara asks Efshar or Ben David Velo Asa Sukkos. And Girsa Ben David Shlomo, right? Ba David Shlomo Yirmi. All these. There was no Sukkos for all these years. How is that possible? So it must be that we have to take the pasuk slightly out of context now and reinterpret the pasuk the way Chazal is want to do. So he says, Efsra badav veloas asukus ad sheba Ezra, can't be. Ella, rather, what's it doing? Makish biyosam ve Ezra, libiyosam be me Yeshua. The heck, they're comparing the entrance of the Bnei Yisrael with the times of Ezra to the entrance where the time came into Yeshua. Basically, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ella Makish, it's like halfway, literally halfway in the Rashis. Ella Makish biyosam ve Ezra, the high kilo asu, when it says kilo asu sukus, lava sukus mahadar. When it says kilo asu, it doesn't say kilo asu sukos. It means kilo asu mime Yeshua. I mean, they didn't do what they did now since the times of Yeshua. What was that? Gemara says, ma biyosu mime Yeshua, just like when they came in from Yeshua, they began to count manu shmitim v'yovos. They started to count shmitim v'yovos. V'kitchu arichoma. In the times of Yeshua, they were mekadesh arichoma. Ach biyosu mime Ezra, manu shmitim v'yovos, v'kitchu arichoma. See, they had to be mekadesh once again, the arichoma, because the first kedusha wasn't permanent. And then he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is, this is in Devarim, where Hashem is promising in the future. It says, "V'yaveicha Hashem lokecha, Hashem will bring you al aretz asher yarshuah v'secha v'yirsta. Hashem will bring you back to the land where your forefathers were already there. Umakish Yerusha Schal Yerusha Zavosecha. It's going to compare your Yerusha to the Yerusha of your forefathers. Ma Yerusha Zavosecha v'chunish kol Devarim halalu. Just like your forefathers will come in and they're going to establish all these things, shmita yovlos and kedushas batei rechoma." So to your Yerusha, is going to, when you come in again, it's going to be these three things. I mean, you have to re-sanctify it like they did in the times of Yoshua.
The Yovel wasn't the
big sugya. Okay. We'll get the Gemara's going to start talking. Gemara discusses. The Edoch, and the one who says that Kutcher Rishona was permanent. So how does he learn? So he says, the difference is, this is how you have to read the Pasuk, slightly differently. When it says sukkos, it says over here they vayeshu v'sukkos doesn't mean the holiday of sukkos. It means sukkos as like the protection. Like, you know, sukkos, one of the things, the anane kavod. The sukkos means something that covered them and protected them. What is that? The boy racham ayayitz the bozar ubatle. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they davened about to have to nullify the yitzahara for bozara, and they were vatal the yitzahara for bozara. The Gemara says they tried to make vatal the Yitzhara for Rias, and then the chickens weren't laying eggs, and they took that away. Right? But the Agin Zuchuse like a sukkah. And because they davened for that, the Zuchus that they did, that protected them like a sukkah. And that's why it says, V'lo, ki lo asu mime Yeshua. I mean, they didn't do it at the times of Yeshua, and the Pasuk doesn't say Yeshua, it says Yeshua. I mean, they're speaking derogatorily about Yeshua. That's why they spelled his name wrong, purposely. Right? Behind it, the Kakafi Kroy laid Yeshua. And that's why the Pasuk in the Chemya is upset about Yeshua, to behold the Ksiv Yehoshua with the hay, the Ksiv Yeshua without the hay. So Yeshua should have davened for that also. Bishma Moshe lo boy rachmi. I understand why Moshe didn't daven for this. Tilo habi zechus of Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have the zechus of Eretz Yisrael to help him with the tefillah. El Yeshua, the habi zechus of Eretz Yisrael, and my lo boy rachmi. Why didn't he daven for that? So they're critical about Yeshua for not davening to mevatel the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. They did that, and when they came back, and that's what it means, they sat in Sukkos, ki lo asu b'meyu Yeshua. Interesting way of learning it. So the Gemara says, okay, but Huck's court. So therefore this Pasuk has nothing to do with re-sanctifying Batei Rechoma, because they didn't have to re-sanctify the Batei Rechoma, because it was already Kedush from the beginning. The Gemara says, but Huck's, but doesn't the Pasuk say, asher Yeshua avosecha v'rishta, right? It says you're going to do it like your forefathers. So Huck's Amar doesn't mean that you're going to do everything that they did. Huck's Amar, Kavans, the Yarshua Vasekha, it's a promise that since your forefathers were Yorish beforehand, I promise you that Yarashta Atta, you also are going to be Yorish. Okay, we're going to stop here, because then I'm going to start asking questions on the Brises, and also because Shabbos is now a little short, so we have a little ability to fall a little bit behind. Okay, stop here, we have a great day.